Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Mike!
What's happening?
What's going on?
Not too much. How are you?
I'm really good. You know what I wanted to tell you is that after Vinyl for Vets, because Saint Sonia was so helpful. You and Adam came into town to play acoustic at Newbury Comics. We raised over $16,000 that day, which is amazing. So thank you so much.
Yeah, no, of course. Listen, it was a great event. It was great being there and being a part of it and being able to play. It's always fun.
What are you doing right now? Are you home?
I'm in the area, yes. So I'm not on the road, but actually, I just want to hear how much of a good person I am. I just left my mom. I went to visit her.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah, I see that.
And then, of course, running around getting ready for Christmas, just like every other dad out there.
Exactly. It was wrapping late last night.
You were wrapping the presents?
Yeah, I do that.
You do?
I help out. Yeah. Totally.
Are you crafty? Do you make like Martha Stewart bows? I mean, how much are you getting into this thing?
Let's not get too carried away here, all right? No, actually, it's also been hard at work learning songs for this Friends of Six String next week, so I can play some cool stuff.
Well, I'm really excited about this. It's happening next Friday at the Six String Grill and Stage, and it's a benefit for Boston Children's Hospital. And after the announcement and everything that hit the news about your statements about how much Stained liked getting back together with Aaron there and you there and Adam there, I think you're going to be a pretty busy guy that night. Am I wrong?
It should be a fun evening. I'm looking forward to it for sure.
So details are up on the concert page at WAAF.com. I'm going to be there for sure. Are you putting me to work?
We're very thankful for you to be there and to help be a part of this and, you know, hopefully introduce the band if you'd like to. We'd love to have you.
Well, yeah, you told me you wanted me to work, so put me to work. I'm not going to be any good at tuning your guitar, and you probably don't want me making the fries, so.
Yeah, I know, totally. Yeah, we'll put a mic in your hand. I think you know what to do with that.
I know what to do with that. That's about it. It's like my only marketable skill.
Well, listen, it's done well for you so far, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so tell me what's going on with Stained. Seriously. Get down to brass tacks with me, Mike. Are you guys back together? It says you're going to be touring in 2020. Just tell me what's going on.
We never broke up.
Okay.
We took a little break. Aaron decided, you know, he had... you know, this desire to, you know, go do some of his other songs and stuff that he had written, and that's what he's been doing. And so I was always kind of here just trying to do my thing and did some other things and started, you know, Saint Sonia with Adam. And, yeah, we had those offers to do those festivals, and we have offers to do some more festivals. So I think we're going to keep going and see what next year holds.
So that's the plan right now. You're not getting ready to make any kind of official announcement about a new album or a big North American tour. You guys are just going to just keep doing shows.
We definitely have some shows booked. And like I always say, we'll see where it leads. You know what I mean? We'll see what happens. I mean, it's kind of one step at a time.
If you break these stories with anybody but me, you and I are going to get in a fight.
I mean, listen, we go back a long way, right? I mean, I remember before we ever had a record deal, going up to AAF and you guys playing like songs of our first record. So, yes, I believe me. I get it. It's you and a friend of mine that used to work at a station in Hartford. I think between, you know, you and him, it's like if we don't go, you know, if I don't talk to you guys about what's going on, I'd definitely be in trouble.
That's exactly right. I'll come to your house and unwrap all those gifts.
No, don't. I hate wrapping.
What's the craziest thing that you have been sent out to do this holiday season? Are you, like, grocery shopping or fighting people for Cabbage Patch Kids? Like, what's going on?
I'm gonna tell you. I mean, my wife last week has this crazy eye condition where she's actually legally blind and she has to wear these special made contacts that are made in, like, the UK. And she had gotten, one of her eyes basically had gotten sick. It was red, and the doctor's like, listen, you can't wear your contacts. And glasses don't help with this. What she has, this eye condition, she has keratoconus or whatever. I don't even know how to say it. And she's had it for years. But anyway, so my wife couldn't drive. She couldn't go out. She couldn't do it. So I had all the responsibilities for the last week. She just found out yesterday, and she can put it back in. I'm like, thank God. I need your help. So I was doing all those things, shopping, kids everywhere, everything.
What are the kids asking for Christmas?
My daughter wants a horse. And my son has the most expensive taste. I told him, I'm like, dude, you better go to medical school or something, because, I mean, this kid, in fact, when I was with my parents, they're like, his list, my father's like, maybe if I sold a house, I could get him a couple of things on the list that he wants. I'm like, yeah, no, I know.
That's so. What you get when your dad's a rock star. What do you want for Christmas? A horse.
Right. Yeah, no. So anyway, so phones, you know what I mean? I think that's, like, the big thing that they want. They have old phones.
Yeah.
And they want something that, you know, that's not cracked and connects to, you know, a satellite. And, you know, so I don't know if it's time for that yet, though.
Isn't it amazing that when you and I met, we had, like, little flip phones or something and thought we were on the forefront of technology?
Now everybody's face, wherever you go, is buried in it.
I know, right?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's like a zombie.
I know. It's freaking hilarious.
Now, you ever go to an airport and sit at the gate and just every single person there is looking down at their phone?
But let's be honest. Do you really want to talk to strangers at the airport?
I don't want to talk to anybody. But I mean, they're my phone.
You're just like, I'm going to put my earbuds in and just not talk to anyone.
Yep, there you go, exactly.
Oh, my God. So what's going on with St. Asonia besides, obviously, this big benefit at the Six String Grill and Stage next Friday?
No, right. We got that show, and, you know, there's some shows coming in for next year. So, I mean, that's really the plan. You know, they're pushing the single, and which you guys have been, you know, great. We were able to come play for you, you know, a few weeks ago. And I just made the top 10, I was told, this week. And
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, that's cool. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, rock radio is a different place. I mean, it's a lot tougher. You know, it's always been tough, but I mean, it's just, I'm so thankful that you guys are still around doing what you're doing, because so many stations have gone by the wayside.
Listen, we're like a barnacle. Like, we're stuck on there. We're not going anywhere. I mean, 50 years coming up in 2020, you know?
It's amazing, man. You guys have been the best. I mean, back when I was living in Western Mass, that's all I listened to. I mean, you know, for so many years. So
2020 is the year for anniversaries. It's the 50th anniversary of Judas Priest, the 50th anniversary of Aerosmith, and the 50th anniversary of AAF. We're in pretty good company.
No, you are. That's fantastic. Yeah, I knew the Judas Priest. I didn't know it was Aerosmith 50.
Yeah.
Wow, it's unbelievable. Still out there doing it, too.
You're talking about hometown stuff and talking about the new song, and it features Sully from Godsmack. So, you know, tell me what that was like, bringing in another mass hole to, you know, work on the song.
No, I love Sully, man. He's great. Listen, him and I wrote that song a bunch of years ago, actually, and it kind of been kicking around for a minute. And you know, our manager was like, hey, why don't you, you know, try to redo the Hunted? So I asked Sully. He's like, no, that's cool, man. So, you know, we kind of changed it a little bit from where we had it. He re-sang his parts, but I mean, originally when that was done, with Sting and Godsmack were on tour, and I was trying to write songs with some different singers because Aaron was doing his country thing, and I'm like, I need to do something else, and I have all this music. And I was writing some stuff with Sully, and I grabbed him one day. We were by Chicago, and I hopped on his bus. I'm like, come on, dude, we're going to go see Johnny K. We're not that far. So we took his bus to Chicago and spent the day there and finished the song. And then it kind of sat around for a while. So that's how it, kind of, how it ended up.
And now it's a huge hit at rock radio, which is pretty hilarious all these years later.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Listen, I always knew it was a great song. I mean, you know, Sully's so talented. You know what I mean? I don't know if people realize. I mean, that's just super talented. I mean, between his singing, guitar playing, drumming, piano, you know what I mean? He's just a talented guy, man.
Well, I can't wait for next Friday. I am so excited to see this whole acoustic performance and, you know, obviously, you know, to have all of the proceeds go to Children's Hospital is so cool. And around the holidays, it's a great excuse for people to go down, maybe get some early shopping done at Patriot Place and then come and hang out with us at the show.
Yeah, no, that would be fantastic. It's definitely a great place to go hang out.
I can't wait to see you next week.
Definitely looking forward to it. And as always, really appreciate all your help and support. And, yeah, it's going to be great to be hanging out next Friday.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.